Hello and welcome back to our special edition of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast, where I am interviewing every Democratic candidate for Pennsylvania's 7th Congressional District, and we are pleased to have again to the program Lamont McClure. Lamont, number one, thank you so much for coming, and number two, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running?
George, thank you so much for having me here with you again. I really appreciated being on your program previously to talk about mental health and all the important work we did in Northampton County. You said, who am I? Well, I just finished my second term as Northampton County Executive, and I announced last February that I was running for Congress because of all the chaos that Trump was bringing, not just to Washington, but our country in general. And the chaos has only gotten worse, George. Our democracy is under attack and our economy is under assault. And George, I believe I'm the only candidate with the courage and experience to right this ship.
Hey, you talk to people every single day, everywhere that you're going. I know I see you out and about. What is the biggest day-to-day financial stress you hear about in the Lehigh Valley right now? And what is your approach to addressing it at the federal level?
Look, George, it's housing affordability, right? And what's happening is Trump's tariffs are limiting the ability of home builders to build homes, which is limiting the supply of homes, which is leading to, amongst other things, homelessness. However, one of the things we can do is we can make housing more affordable, and there are lots of things we can do about that. Additionally, we need to look at what candidates have done. I've worked here in the Lehigh Valley, in Northampton County in particular, on doing affordable housing projects. I was partnering with Habitat for Humanity to bring affordable housing to Forks Township as I was leaving office. So, you know, I've got experience doing this, but the housing crisis and the affordability crisis, it's a national crisis and it cries out for national solutions. And one of the things we need to do at the national level is incentivize affordable housing builders to build more affordable housing. We need more supply, George, and we need more supply for everyone. We need more supply for people who need affordable housing, those working families, and we need housing all across the board. And we can do that in Washington by incentivizing the building of more housing. And we roll Trump's tariffs back. Look, one of the reasons our economy is suffering so much, George, is because of Trump's indiscriminate imposition of tariffs on our economy. And we really need to roll them back. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to get affordability under control. And here's the thing. Trump's tariffs have raised our prices at the grocery store. They've raised the taxes we pay, and they're killing our jobs. It's so important for me to get down there and roll those tariffs back.
Could you talk about healthcare in general and you know, what are some of the ways that we can kind of get this back on track? You know, cutting those ACA benefits, I'm one of the ones who was, you know, negatively affected by that. Can you talk about that a little bit?
So I absolutely am in support of extending the Affordable Care Act benefits, especially the tax credits, and I am for making them permanent. I think it was atrocious that Ryan McKenzie tried to perpetrate a con on us by signing the discharge petition. And what do I mean by that? McKenzie had two opportunities to extend the ACA tax credits. The first opportunity was they needed McKenzie's bill to pass the big ugly bill. McKenzie was the deciding vote for the big ugly bill. He could have leveraged his power to get the ACA tax credits passed. See, this is the kind of congressman I will be. I will leverage my vote to make sure our constituents are taken care of. But it gets worse for McKenzie. When they needed to reopen the government after the shutdown, McKenzie once again could have leveraged his vote to get the ACA tax credits passed. He didn't. But what he tried to do was fake us all out. Look, McKenzie is an extremist, but he wants to masquerade as a moderate. So he signed that discharge petition, knowing full well that the ACA extended tax credits were going to die in the Senate. This con is being called out, and I'm not going to let them get away with it, because folks like you, George, entrepreneurs, look, that's the thing. People, you're an entrepreneur. You're a small business person.
Yeah.
People, people forget that half of us work for small businesses and how important small businesses are to the Pennsylvania 7th Congressional District. And they rely on the Affordable Care Act and especially those tax credits. So I'm going to go to Washington to fight like hell for small business people like you, George.
PA, we're not on the border, but we are affected by federal immigration policy. I mean, you've been in the news for this. What should enforcement look like in practice? And what should happen with legal pathways and work authorization so employers and local services are not stuck in the middle like we've seen in the news here?
So let's get this off the table, the Republican attacks. Let's talk about those first. Look, we all know that we need secure borders, and we all believe that violent criminals who are here without documentation should be deported. So let's take those Republican attacks off the table. Now let's get to the brass tacks here. I've been in this fight for 6 years. I've fought Trump. I've fought ICE. I've fought MAGA, and I've beaten them every time. In March of 2020, ICE snuck in through the back door of the courthouse and arrested someone who was free to go in the hallway. This caused quite a commotion that, as we've subsequently seen, could potentially have turned dangerous. Fortunately, our sheriff's deputies were on site and they have crisis intervention training and they de-escalated the situation. But the fact of the matter is, I researched the law. I issued an executive order kicking ICE out of my courthouse 6 years ago. And to this day, that is still the rule of law in Northampton County. ICE cannot make an arrest in my courthouse. And my successor, Tara Zirinsky, has kept that in place. I'm very proud of that. I've fought ICE and I've been fighting them for 6 years. I don't know what any other candidate in this race has been doing, but that's my record. Additionally, I've taken on MAGA at the polls. They ran an actual insurrectionist against me when I ran for re-election in 2021. He was actually at the Capitol on January 6th wearing a bulletproof vest. Now, I beat him by 12 percentage points. I crushed him good. I beat MAGA at the polls. But here's the thing. As you know, George, Northampton County is a very purple county. As a matter of fact, Trump has actually won Northampton County, albeit narrowly, 2 of 3 times. So it shows that I've got a lot of political strength at the polls, that I'm not afraid to take on Trump, ICE, and MAGA and beat them.
In 2021, Susan Wilde at a town hall said, and this isn't really about Susan Wilde, but just it is a good quote. I don't have a problem with warehouses being here. I just don't want us to become the land of the warehouses. And now 2026 is like, oh man, are we becoming the land of the warehouses / data centers? I know that a lot of this is local, but can you talk about it? Is there anything that can be done at the federal level? And what are your thoughts on it?
Well, so George, I'm happy to talk about it. And I think when voters and your viewers and listeners are evaluating who they want to send to Washington to fight like hell for them, I think their candidate should be Lamont McClure, and here's why. I have fought warehouse proliferation in Northampton County, and how I did so was helping to preserve 20,000 acres of farmland, 3,800 acres of open space, including creating 4 new county parks in my time as county executive, and preserving environmentally sensitive land that contained rare species. One species so rare, the federal government won't even tell us what it is. So people know that I fought warehouse proliferation to the tune of over $25 million in Northampton County. So they know that I want to preserve our green future. And when they send me to Washington, I'm going to fight like hell to make sure the entire PA7's future is green.
At any point in time, there are at least 300 people who are experiencing homelessness in the Lehigh Valley. This was large in the news for Allentown and in Bethlehem, especially in the last year. What can be done more at the federal level to help these people in our community? These are our neighbors.
Well, George, as you know, homelessness is a multifactorial problem, right? It's not the same for everybody, and it has many different solutions. I would say, as Northampton County Executive, both Northampton and Lehigh, we put millions of dollars a year into combating the homelessness epidemic that the entire nation, but we here are experiencing in the Lehigh Valley. So I have been in this fight for many, many years to try and ameliorate homelessness, especially veterans homelessness. We've invested heavily in that in that space to make sure people who fought for our country, who in some cases, you know, have wounds of the body and the mind, have a place to live. Additionally, as you know, George, as Northampton County Executive, I did something called Fake is Real, where I took money that I won from opioid manufacturers who poisoned and killed us. I took money from them to make sure that we fought back against the opioid crisis. And we focused a lot of that money of drug and alcohol treatment on our veterans to make sure that they had a chance. And additionally, we also had a suicide prevention task force where we were very successful in the initial years of that, trying to get our suicide numbers down, especially our suicide rates amongst our veterans. So I've been attacking these problems for years. When they send me to Washington, they know I have a record of caring about these issues, and I will make sure that the federal law and federal policy helps us combat homelessness and drug and alcohol addiction and emphasizes taking care of our veterans.
All right. I'm actually interested. Well, not that I wouldn't have been, but I'm very curious in your answer to this. I love the idea of a third place. You know, it's not work. It's not home. And for you being someone who's just so such a part of the Lehigh Valley, what is your favorite place or your third place to go in the area that you just really enjoy or just feels like a second home to you?
When I go to Mincy Lake, my blood pressure drops 30 points.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I just love it up there. And, you know, it's beautiful to sit along that lake and look up at the mountain, especially during the fall. But even now, right now in the wintertime, it's just such a gorgeous, serene place. And I can't even believe that we're lucky enough to have a place like that. Now, look, there's lots of other places I enjoy. Louise Moore Park is not far from my house, and we're there all the time with our dog Bridgewater. And other places I love going are the Lehigh Valley Zoo. And of course, who doesn't love to go up to my native Carbon County in the fall? So, I mean, there's lots to commend in PA7.
Yeah, we are blessed. We're blessed. And it's wonderful. I'm looking forward to the snow being gone, though. That's why I put this nice photo in the background. Lamont, it's always a pleasure. And yes, thank you for being on our previous show. We did one about mental health, and we were able to talk to a lot of great people and to get that awareness out there. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and we wish you the best of luck in the campaign, and we're looking forward to it.
George, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be with you.